I am drum. I call rhythms. Command the word. The source ritual. Come poets and praise songsters of the word. Dip your tongue into the dark ages of my loins and taste the secrets. Be full with the newness erected by the age. You are the emissary, the word conjurer, sorcerer of meaning. Let your message be divine by my voice, for I am tree, am tree, am tree, am drum, 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 am tree, am drum, drum. Armin introducing himself. Also, it brings together all the energy that we need. That's the power of the drum. That is the voice, the tree, and every voice stems from that, including the heartbeat of the earth. I want to say something special about the poet you just listened to, Robin Mack. I could not introduce her before she came to introduce herself. I have known Robin since she was sophomore in college, undergraduate school. I have known and I've had the pleasure of knowing the people that performed with her. I was moved greatly by the power of the word in Robin. When I first met Robin, Robin was just painting. You know, she's also a painter. And I said, young, gifted, and black. And that's the fact, Robin Mack is. And to have known her, to have met her, and to have known her, and to watch her grow and listen to her. Robin is the only black person I know that's ever graduated from the writers program in Washington University, for whatever reason. Probably because there's not a lot in there. But one thing I know, and we talk about her graduating, you see, because she just turned in her thesis. And that's a lot of work. And I think she needs a hand clap. And part of the responsibility of poets is to introduce and reintroduce and introduce more and more and more poets. And to see Robin tonight, after having the pleasure of introducing her first reading here, I'm really moved to tears. You know, that's what you call love. You know, and I'm glad to hear her spreading the word of love. I normally, those of you that are familiar with hearing, with my readings, know that I normally move in suites, in a suite, in about three parts. I always like to deal with the historical perspective and then move us closer into now and try to give some kind of outlook for tomorrow. But tonight I'm just moved to move all over the place. I'm having to move on some reserved energy. And I'd like to begin by welcoming you and first to introduce myself to you. I normally don't start with this piece, but I think it's important to introduce me to some of you and to those of you who think you know me. This may help you to know me a little better. Or maybe not know me at all. You see, I am the black woman. I house the legend of Mutima. I am the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon, thrust from the energy of Africa. I am the black woman. I am the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storms, and the suffering and pain. You see, I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fires. I am the season of souls, and many my tales go untold. My womb stretches across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth, and my spirit the taster of death. I have seen the 13th month and the 32nd day, the year 3000, in the year 03. I have cradled the newborn's cry and the old man's moan, and rocked the smiles of age and nature in my arm. You see, I am the other part of God, the other side of man, the spirit of life. I am the black woman. And I am the black woman because, from an Afrocentric perspective, I am because there were women before me. And that's who I originally wrote that poem for. Some people usually ask me, who are your heroes? I lived with my heroes. My grandmother, my mother, my mother's 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 mother. And I dedicate the piece that I just wrote, that you, in introducing myself, I'm also introducing my sister who's here tonight, you know. Because the women in my family are strong women. I'm moved by the new wave that they call real women crazy. The new wave that calls real women crazy, who cook and give love songs to our children, and hearts and flowers, and sometimes a steady foot to our men. You see, the women in my family are strong women. They didn't need no movement, cause they was always on the move, moving from the love energy. They kept the visions of their mothers, 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 mothers before them. Yes, the women in my family are strong women. They have always worked too, on their own time. Didn't let nobody spit on them. You see, they were of tough minds and tender hearts. The women in my family are strong women because the women in my family are queens, and so are our daughters, 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 daughters to come. So hello. It's all right, see. Now Robin fired it up and didn't nobody move. We're not at the Poetry Guild, or where you have to sit and listen and decipher all a great big long world, words and phraseologies and mystiologies. You know, this is your life. That you have probably participated in or may never participate in, but may know somebody else that has. You know, it's all in the sharing. And if you want to say amen, you can. If you want to clap your hand, you can. Whatever you want to do, besides go naked crazy out of your mind, you know, you can do it here, because poetry is alive here. I always like to take this time to thank, you know, Duff's, because this is the only place that you can find that the word is going on consistently. And that means all of the poets that participate in the Duff series, you know, they bring something for everybody. So some may not be familiar with oral poetry readings, but it's all because sometimes the word of mouth don't get from the right mouth into the right ears. But whenever you come, you'll be on time, whenever you hear it. And for those of African descent that have not attended readings of sort, we say this is a part of your heritage. And for others, we're glad to share our heritage with you. So, contrary to the other formats, I'd like to open with a love poem and followed by a short series of love poems. I am a love poem. Gather together in my own name. So pick me up from amongst all your broken glass and let me be. I am the love poem that is not light nor heavy, right nor wrong. Just consider me just, for I am the balance. I sit low in the corner of your left eye and see inside the depth of high in your right. I stand in the center of space and confirm the substance of time. You see, I am a love poem. The love poem that gets tired of your lamenting. Tired when you try to direct my course, falsely accuse me, explain me, and blame me for your own shortcomings. And to be very frank, I am the love poem that is tired of you always trying to kill yourself in my name. You see, I am for the living. I'm the love poem that you assault, throw against stone wall, stomp on, maul between your knees, squash between your toes, spit on, then you say, honey, love is so painful. I'm the love poem that you insult, put down, call my gestures weak, let go hungry, naked, running in the street. Then you say, honey, love is very cruel. I'm the love poem that you forbid, visit your children's eyes, kiss their hearts, and watch over them to keep the evil spirits away. The one that you do not invite to your weddings. The love poem that you withhold from your lovemaking. Nor do you let me comfort you in your deaths and in your partings and bindings and kinships and friendships. Then you say love has no compassion. You have the nerve to take my name on most occasions, having no intentions of ever letting me be. You see, I'm a love poem gathered together in my own name. I move with precision, yet I move freely. I bear no chains, yet I am the link. I am not forceful, yet I am force. I am energy, I am beauty when you have learned of my ways. I move with both feet flat on the earth, spread eagle in midair, kiss the mouth of the heavens, and I am constant in strength, the source of understanding. You see, I am God's seed. I am a love poem gathered together in my own name. So pick me up from amongst all your broken glass and just let me be. And I'm afraid that might be the kind of love we may need to start investing in so that we don't find ourselves stumbling all over ourselves and going to the hospital to take care of the bleeding hearts because you said, somebody don't love me no more. Who do you love? Do you know how to love? You see, because you could get yourself into one of these almost love poems. Like I could sing of memories and once upon a times and tenders that crossed my heart and eyes and used to be sighs that cried between my thighs and hands that laid on my mind that kept me high naturally. But I would soon be reminded of you gone with the wind. Or you could do another light poem like, touch a smooth stone. Yes, I did. And felt the quiet storm that rained inside out back into me, softly running hard, gentle on my mind. Sunshine man that keeps the cloud. Hey, sunshine, can't you arrange a quiet rendezvous in Madison Square Garden? 'Cause I wanna ride a buffalo soldier, but I'll settle for the moon, me and you. This is called a Dada poem. It's still a love poem, I guess. All of these are just kind of breezes off of love. You and me missing, we being us together 4 miles apart are only spaces between smiles that are making time a face for summer to fall winter, coming into spring, into da 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 da. Watching the sunrise. You and I catching the last of his setting, sliding down behind the mountains. You and I taking us in rounds, inside out our ups and downs. You and I. Everybody seems to be into a you and I days at least once in their life. The rainbow sign, a stranger in kind, to find on a clear day the rainbow that found us. It was the first time a storm followed a rainbow. My sight hung frozen in his left eye. Part of my sight still belongs to him. I got familiar with my third eye with him. My eyes have seen the glory of his coming and going. That's all the love poems. I'm not going to give you none of them other kind of love poems. Okay, Richard? That's what you call light love. Sometimes, I think usually writers' works describe themselves, but this is called Poet Black Sings, and it sort of tells you what and why a Poet Black sings about. A Poet Black sings, wish real wishes, dream real dreams, and don't trip off the fantasy. They create real creations and new images, and we'll scream like a bird on a fence, don't you kill them. For they so be wired and to electrify, sanctify, and speak to you in new tongues older than age. A Poet Black sings, for they be the life searchers, earth scratches, the itch and itch and itch to get rid of the bitch that won't let their people go. They bring yesterdays into today and redefine tomorrows, for they be the heartbeat of their ancestors, the fire spitters who split lies and let truth be. They cry and shout and fly out loud sometimes, for they be the revelators of time. A Poet Black sings, a planted by the water song, just like a tree planted by the waters. They just will not be moved, will not be moved, but shall move to reach, to touch, to get to you. They want to lay your burdens down, teach you to study the wars and rumors of wars until there are no more wars. Yes, a Poet Black sings a life song, a death praise, and they write a Birdman Charlie's poem, whose sound broke the limb on the hangman's tree. They write for the hot train that carried cold train strain into a sweet melody, to eulogize a Bessie, to bless a Billy, to transcend a Dinah, the free birds of paradise who made captives, left hell lifting up their eyes. They write of train strains, bittersweet tone, with the saving grace power to vindicate, emancipate a you, me, us into we all the way home. A Poet Black sings, frustrated for the blood's flood they be, who be rushing their volcano eruptions, a song for their youth, a praise for their old. They pray for the rainbow and not the sign. So get back, old Mississippi, muddy Mississippi, bloody Mississippi, old Red River, sea of my father's bones, old Red River, sea of my mother's flesh. So get back, old scarlet harlot, old redneck, yellow belly Mississippi, and let a Poet Black sing, row, Jordan, row, Jordan, row, way down yonder. By myself, you just gotta let me sing. Cover my face. Got two wings on, yeah, to cover my feet. And I got me two wings. I just might fly away. Cage bird always sings. God gave him a song and six wings. Fire song last time, next time too. Fire song that burned for joy, yearned for peace. Fire song struggling for food and shoes, begging no more dues that don't ever get paid. The cage bird always sings. Black crow calls and mocking birds repeat of, oh, hear freedom ring far in a distance. Anybody know what bird be? Cage. Cage bird be black as the color of some true love's hair, but he got wings. Got eyes that cry in the wilderness, feed the sparrow, but he got wings. Cage bird be real in life books that don't ever get read, but he got wings. The bird looks back 400 years and sees 400 years hence and screeches, Jesus was a man just like my daddy and my mama maybe. He be colored Igbo, ebony, sundance, brown, italian, yellow with a black grandma. Cage bird always sings. Bird just wants to trade freedom for freedom. Sing his song and use his six wings. Armin is going to be featured in a solo piece now. And I want you to know that he's has a very special drum that he's playing. It's called the djembe. I don't know if he wants to tell you anything about it or not, but it may just talk for itself, you know. Read a few very ethnic poems. Call at 7, craps 11, sweet honey in the rock. Jesus hit St. Louis in the mouth. Win or lose your neighborhood to the ghetto. Did you play hopscotch in the Scottish way? No, sir. Did you sing when you sang? Yes, ma'am. Do-a-be-doo, do-doo, do-doo. And we smiled when we smiled for real, child. Blues take me back to my black back and collard greens and milk gravy, neck bones, potatoes, chicken every Sunday, and my Aunt Henrine's peach cobbler. When was you schooled in school? I wasn't food. How about you? I wasn't either. Ooh-wee, it's 3 o'clock, scree, 3 o'clock, school is out, and the teacher wore her bloomers out. Hush your face, 'cause I'm gonna tell. Did you grow up with growing pains? Yes, ma'am. And Pauline, Sister Carrie, Lena Jr., and the booty snatcher. Hot and cold, running water, real slow. cracked sidewalks, 4 o'clocks and white picket fence lined my street, scrubbed down front porch people with clean faces for the sun to go down on, and backyard minstrels, and good morning, and good evening, and our own colored folk parade, and the NAACP picket lines at the White Castle. Before Dr. Martin Luther King came, yes, Jesus loves me. Don't you step on my Sunday shoes, or I'll have to get my cousin Mary Lou. Eating Biddle Market fish, playing hooky from Wednesday night prayer meeting in Mr. Jelly's store. Oh, Lordy, don't tell my daddy. Growing up in my neighborhood, yes, ma'am, in my block, with love and love and love some more. Birthday parties every year till you get 13. Hey, see the whining dancing on the cane. Anybody want to play lemonade? Bird on a fence, must kill him. Hot tamale man, shrimps and boiled eggs. I'll have some skins and plenty hot sauce, please. Last night, night before, it wasn't no robbers at my door. And I don't know how many of you out there, this, I don't want nobody having to tell the age, you know, but I know you remember some Saturday night house rent parties. If you didn't have it, you heard about it. And if you don't know about it, listen very carefully, because you're going to have to start back doing it. And it ain't going to just belong, and you know, we don't have no more black community in St. Louis. We just splashed all over this city. You know, bum shelter like. I passed by where I grew up and I didn't even recognize that street. You know, used to be a lot of people out on the street. People say, come here now. They say, what happened to this town? It looked like it had a whole big fire just in different parts and places. But, you know, I think they're getting ready. I know what they're getting ready to do and have been for a while. So they had to ship all us out and spread us all over this world in terms of this city. And now we can't hardly touch base and network and hook up to keep us together. But still, you might hear about a Saturday night house rent party. You know, you can clap your hands if you want to. Trey, you want to give me some rhythm behind that? If you notice, I'm deleting all my singing pieces. I can hardly talk, so singing won't help, but I'll probably try to do a little bit anyway of this. Ooh, it's Saturday night and the lights are low. Music's loud and the loving's slow. Possum got taters and the coon got gravy. Crowd is in the pot and I like mine hot. Come on around to the back of my flat. Open the door when I throw the latch. You can't be jiving when the lights flick on, 'cause we got some juju and a barrel of corn. Betty and Mabel and Mary Lou, EJ and Willie gonna be that too. The dice be rolling, Big Pearl will be calling. If your luck ain't good, you can still be calling. Short dress chicks and Big Apple dudes be getting way down with the hoochie coo. Look out for Shorty with his 45. Annie Mae glued to his side. He's gonna start showing out, trying to be cool. And watch him dare Harvey to step on his shoes. Check Clotilde when she gets real loud. Screams on Leroy. Honey, get your hand from under my dress. For I get my razor and sample your chest. Muddy Waters be dueling with Memphis Slim. Lightning Hopkins hollering, Wolf be waiting to take over again. You can look for Hattie Mae, she gonna get real high. Old man Curtis gonna be peeping sly out the corner of his eye, trying to make sure if Juanita gonna be standing by. Dorothy's gonna come, mister, pulling up her dress. Roosevelt gonna have to give her some fists to make her rest. Way in the background, cutting through the noise, Sarah's gonna be scatting now. Shubabi dooby dabby dooby dabby dabby. Big Daddy Fats, he will be catting. Yeah, Soulville, baby, at the glory hole. Put your chump change in your pocket, park your coupe de ville and lock it, cause it's Saturday night and the lights is low. Come on, Asha. The music is loud and the loving is slow. Possum got taters and the coon got gravies and crowd in the pot and I like mine hot. Brother man, go! Sinatra.